It's time for Crop Talk, local issues that area growers and producers are talking about. Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services and Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. And now, the Farm Doctor, John Williams.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. Today, hey, it's 4-H time. It's 4-H time, and we're going to have a fair. And with me today, Sandy House, Fair Committee Chair, Gary Schutte, Livestock Sale Committee Chair, and Alicia Griswold, Youth Extension Educator for Wayne County. And as I understand it, maybe more than just Wayne County, so I'll start with you, Alicia. Am I correct in saying that?
You are. I am serving as interim in Franklin County as well. So two fairs.
Two fairs. Hey. Oh, how can it get better now?
Three would be better. Yeah.
Okay. Let's back up here a little bit and talk to Sandy. Sandy, going to have a fair this year.
We are.
Unlike last year. And well, let me start by saying I commend you for doing, all of you guys, for doing what you did last year. I mean, I know it was a lesser role for everybody, but hey, it went on. It happened. There was some that didn't. So hats off to you guys for doing that. I know it was a lot of work and it was tough, but this year, full-blown fair.
Just about. Maybe not 100% full-blown, but we are pretty close.
Tell me then what's going to happen and not going to happen.
We won't have commercial vendors per se, but don't worry, that doesn't include food vendors. Food vendors are spot on. They're going to be there, fill your bellies with all the good stuff. The commercial vendors, we just had to eliminate because of the not knowing. Normally we have a year to put this on. We had 100 days or less to put this fair together. So we backed off just a little bit on our vendors so we could space things out a little bit, make sure we had plenty of room. But we've got all the track events, new ones even, all the entertainment on the free stage, Poor Jack's Amusements coming in. So those things will still be there.
So if you would, just quickly run down some of the track events. I know that's a highlight during the fair.
Of course, we'll kick off with our dirt drags. We'll have a horse pole. Heard that that's going to probably be a bigger horse pole than normal because a lot of fairs are not having them and they'll be coming to our fair. So then on Monday night, we've had a lot of requests for monster trucks. We've got a big monster truck show coming. We've got a lot of trucks coming for it. It's going to be a big one. Tuesday night will be the Hoosier State tractor pole. Wednesday's our tractor pole, local one. Thursday will be the big rodeo. We're adding the extra events, 8-event rodeo. It lasts for hours. You can come for the main event and then stick around for more hours till about midnight at least, usually. Then, of course, Friday is our mud bog, and Saturday will be the demo derby.
Good. I mean, so it sounds to me like it's pretty typical.
It is a pretty typical fair. You're just going to notice a few less vendors, a few more things spaced out. But other than that, we're ready to roll.
And the dates? I want to get those dates out here.
Yep, June 19th through the 26th. Of course, we will kick off on the Saturday before with our Queen Contest on June 12th.
And one of the highlights of the fair always has been, and 4-H has been very dear to me all my life and still is. Gary, the 4-H sale, which is, you know, a big thing in these kids' lives, you know, and their projects they're doing, and they depend a lot on that, you know, for the project for the year. Some changes this year, which I know is, you know, pretty standard or has to happen, but if you could go over some of those changes, it might be helpful to everyone.
Okay. You know, with COVID and everything, we all had to pivot and adapt our events and our activities. And at this point, what we have done, just like we did last year, we are going to take general donations for our livestock exhibitors. The first round of kids that are going to get rewarded with that money will be our last year and our 10-year members. You know, we've got members that have done this for 10 years. So this is kind of their reward. Without going through our traditional auction that we've had for the last umpteen years. You know, that auction's been going for a long time. So this year, we're just asking for general donations. We'll take care of those last year, 10-year members. And then we're going to have a pool of money that's probably going to be close to $10,000 or $15,000 that we're going to be able to award out to to some of those livestock exhibitors. Those kids will get rewarded based on maybe their attitude and their helpfulness and they're willing to work and just, you know, a variety of things and not necessarily about the ribbon and the ring. It'll be more about them as a exhibitor and as a person.
Gary, is this pretty typical across the state of Indiana, what counties are doing, or something a little, maybe everyone doing something different?
You know, there's a lot of different things that go on, you know, in the last year to 2 years have made us all have to pivot, you know, our donations. You know, there's only so much money out there. With COVID, we just really had a hard time going to the small business community, which are great supporters of 4-H and our exhibitors. And we had a really hard time going and asking people for money last year and especially this year again. So there are fairs all across Indiana that are changing what they do. Some have went to an online auction only, you know, that you've put your animal or your student exhibitor on a website and people just donate money to that. So, you know, we haven't went that far yet. We still like to have that personal interaction with our donors and our exhibitors.
Guys, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to throw it to Alicia and ask her some really, really tough questions.
Hi, this is Rusty Harmeyer. People have been turning to Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services for their farm management and real estate needs for over 90 years. All kinds of people, farm owners, investors, tenants, bankers, lenders, attorneys, accountants, in fact, anyone involved with a farm in any way. We have provided services from the occasional consultation to complete farm management and real estate brokerage to thousands of clients throughout the Midwest. Visit our website, halderman.com, where you can view current listings, take a virtual tour of our properties, check out dates for our upcoming auctions, or look up past sale results. If you have a farm-related issue, Halderman can help. Contact Chris or Lauren Peacock, Craig Springmeyer, or myself, Rusty Harmeyer, at halderman.com.
Back now with Gary, Sandy, and Alicia. And Alicia, we're going to have a fair.
We are.
I know you've been really busy, and you've got the bulk of it ahead of you here. What's different that's going to happen in 4-H this year at the fair versus last year? Or not last year, 2 years ago, or normalcy?
Right.
Let me just put it that way.
In the office, I'm notorious for saying, well, last year, when I really mean 2019. So yeah. 2020, we did, as you mentioned, John, have a sort of a modified event for our 4-H youth. And that was very different than what they're used to. It was livestock in, livestock show that same day, livestock out that same day. And I feel like, you know, our youth were very grateful and our families were very grateful to be able to exhibit that project that many of them have spent a year or more working towards, but they really miss that sense of community. Sandy and her team just do a phenomenal job in creating an event that is, you know, draws people from all across the state, but just really feels like a community event where people, you know, look forward to getting together and gathering and spending time together. So I know our families really missed that last year. So we are moving back to kind of that 2019 model of livestock all come in on the Saturday morning that the fair kicks off, and they will be there through Thursday afternoon, which is pretty typical and normal for us. Those 4-H'ers and their families are welcome, you know, to kind of hang out in the barns and visit with each other. We're, of course, encouraging social distancing. Masks will be optional in the barns because those are open air structures. But we do want to encourage everybody, you know, to just be safe and you know, to think about all the things we've been dealing with for the last year. But for the most part, we're going back to a pretty normal experience for our kiddos.
Did Purdue hand down any additional rules to you guys here in the counties, putting on a fair this year? You know, sort of regulated in some of the guidelines or rules?
So most of those apply to myself and our office staff only as Purdue employees. We all participate in the Protect Purdue Pledge, which is campus-wide, West Lafayette, the Northwest campus. It includes the entire Purdue system. So everyone will see me in a mask for the duration of the fair, but that is not required of all of our families or youth. The biggest part of it, I guess, from the university is the COVID safety plan. And as Sandy knows, that is a quite an endeavor. And that has been approved by the university and approved by the Wayne County Commissioners and the Wayne County Health Department. So we're all working together to make this a safe event.
4-H numbers up, down, kind of, what did you expect this year?
Right. We didn't know what to expect. They're better than I expected. They are down, but they're down from our school-based clubs. And that was simply because, you know, those schools didn't have the option of allowing us in this year to do programming. So we're down in our school-based clubs, but our traditional 4-H'ers are steady, and we've added many new families.
Well, you know, I think during this off year, I wish the whole county would really look into this, because 4-H is probably the, in my opinion, the best youth program out there available today. So I encourage everyone to look at that. I guess as we sum things up, Sandy, go over some of the highlights here again real quickly at the fair and the date, and make it bigger and better than ever.
June 19th through the 26th, we hope to see everyone out there. Come support these kids. Come support this community event. It's been going on for 170 years in Wayne County. The fairs have. So we've got your typical things. We've got some new things. Check us out on Facebook, our website.
And there'll be food there too.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of good food.
Yeah. And let me also add that it's probably one of the nicer county fairgrounds. And I travel to a lot of fairgrounds across the United States every year. And it is one of the nicer county fairgrounds you will come across. Gary? Yeah. Anything in summing up?
No, you know, everything is good to go. These ladies here have taken care of lots of the details for us. You know, if you want to support our 4-H youth livestock exhibitors, get with one of us and we'll get the connection made and we'll get that money out to those kids.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Good luck to all of you in the next couple, 3 weeks. I know it's busy and hectic. Hope it'll go off bigger and better than ever, as I said before. That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone, keep healthy and keep safe.
Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management and by Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. Thanks for listening, and join us next Sunday morning immediately after Community Caravan for Crop Talk with the Farm Doctor, John Williams. From the station proud to support our area growers and producers, Kix 96.